A local family is grieving following the drowning death of a young member Sunday in Penetanguishene. Kathleen Coombs says she and her family are in shock after her 12-year-old grandson Isaac Coombs Howran lost his life in a tragic swimming accident at Penetang's Huronia Park Sunday. "My daughter is devastated," says Coombs, who was the young boy's grandmother. "Everyone who knew Isaac loved him dearly. He was such a fun-loving young boy." Just before noon Sunday, a 911 call was received by emergency services, requesting assistance in locating a youth that was last seen swimming at the park and became lost from view. From there, Southern Georgian Bay OPP officers, including the Marine Unit, as well as Penetanguishene firefighters arrived and immediately began a search of the vicinity on land and water. The ongoing shoreline and water-based search continued into the evening, and at about 7:15, members of the OPP's Underwater Search and Recovery Unit along with firefighters located and recovered the young boy's body. The Office of the Chief Coroner and the Ontario Forensic Pathology Service is now conducting an investigation to determine the exact cause of death. Within an hour of the boy's body being found, a fundraiser had already been established by Grace Pruitt to help the family cover funeral expenses. His father and three of his grandparents work at Techform in Penetang. A note from Pruitt reads, "I am a co-worker and have been asked to start this so they are not burdened with the high cost of a funeral. There is no greater loss than that of an innocent child, but there's also been another fundraiser that was set up at the same time, about 8 p.m. Sunday, to cover similar expenses. Dear family, friends, and community members, I am reaching out with a very heavy heart," notes the fundraiser set up by Kiluya, Kelly, Ipili Adams to support Isaac's mother Melissa Coombs. "In response to this profound loss, I am organizing a campaign to assist with the funeral expenses and to support the family during this incredibly challenging time," Ipili Adams explains. "I hope that through our collective compassion and community spirit, we can offer meaningful support to Melissa and her remaining children." Unfortunately, Kathleen Coombs is no stranger to tragedy. In February 2019, Coombs' son, Daniel Jason Corsall, also known as Danny, was living in Wetaskiwin, Alta. When he was reported missing in February, 2 months later, Corsall's body was discovered in the Maskwacis area of Alberta, and five people, three of whom face first-degree murder charges, were arrested in connection to the incident. On her Facebook page, Coombs wrote this morning, "I'm still trying to get over the loss of my son and now this happens. I'm so broken."